This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell gives our listeners an opportunity at some really, really good deals. And this mattress topper is one of those. And I know I've talked about it before, and I've told you that it's going to end soon. And I keep thinking I'm going to come in, they're going to have a new special. And that means that you lost out on that chance at 30% off on the mattress topper plus two free MyPillows. That's the beauty of that deal. So, make today the day that you take advantage of that. 3-inch mattress topper. The prices on those started under $200. And you get 30% off. 3-inch mattress topper plus two free pillows. That's a really good deal. If you haven't yet ordered the 6-piece MyPillow towel set, that's a dandy too. And of course, the MyPillow beach towels and blankets are fantastic. Radio listener specials give you all the great deals. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. So this half hour on the program, I'm asking the question, what else is there? If you have that virus fatigue, if you have election overload, I'm so tired of these polls, especially Fox's polls. I mean, do you think Trump supporters are going to tell somebody who they're voting for? Very few of them will do that. You call them and say, hey, who are you voting for? Go away. We saw the hidden Trump vote in 2016. I would argue any of those individuals that said, this is my guy, but I'm not telling anybody he's my guy. Maybe I'm a Democrat. Maybe I'm not active politically, whatever. Now I'm where I'm at. I would argue they love Trump more today, wouldn't you? I think they love Trump more today. So his hidden poll number is going to go up. But national polls don't matter. Look at the swing states and look at the trends. But that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of stuff that happens now when we're 60 days. Every day it's something. And today is, we've got some stuff here we can talk about. Nancy Pelosi in the salon, not my fault. Joe Biden's press conference yesterday, that was good for a laugh or two. But do you have election fatigue? Are you just worn out by it all? Are you virus fatigue? So if yes, what is the answer? What else is there? It's my question for you.
Maybe Pelosi really did think the sign said saloon and not salon.
It's still somebody else's fault.
Gee, that's not fair.
Yeah, somebody else's fault. Anyway,
I need a drink. I can't handle this anymore.
Set up.
Yeah. Jim, the flagpole guy, is still here, and we have another question we didn't get to in the last segment, so I asked Jim to stick around and talk about the farm attach. I guess I hesitate to call a flagpole because you don't go way up off the, but it's attaching the flag. It's a short little flagpole, I guess. But the farm attach apparatus that gets that flag on your farm equipment. And I know they've been flying off the shelf. You still have them?
We had to make another order, Scott. We are overwhelmed. So initially I had my brother-in-law, Kevin, from Anamos. He's a very successful longtime farmer, and I first told him about it, and he's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden I sent him one. He's like, oh man, that's really nice. And then he's even telling me I'm not charging enough, but I'm going to go ahead and just continue to, due to the high demand, I think we'll just keep the price down at $129. And people love them. Yesterday we sent out another batch, and we've just been overwhelmed with them, but I've brought in some help, both on the top and the bottom. And we're making another huge order here, and we're going to be hopefully with you, Scott, at the farm show, and we'll have a bunch there to distribute.
Oh, great idea. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot that, Jim's going to be there with us, and you can stop by and see us. We're going to be broadcasting from Big Iron at Butler, and Jim's going to demo some flagpoles, so make it nice and easy for you to see where we're broadcasting from. Just look for the flags and come get some of those. If folks are not going to be at Big Iron but still want one, what do they do?
You can please email me, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, and that puts you on paper, and we'll get your order processed and get them shipped as quickly as possible. And like I said, we brought in some reinforcements, so things are going to happen quicker for us now. I'd just like to thank everybody in your listening audience. Scott, you have the best listeners. They're my best customers. They're everything that an American is, and just wonderful people who are loving, kind, community-driven, family-driven, just... I'm overwhelmed with the love and the compassion and just the excellence of the great Americans. I'm just humbled every day. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. I've been in contracting and truck driving, and this is the hardest thing I've ever done, but I've never loved anything more. I've never loved my customers more. And I just want to thank everybody.
Well, we love you. It's love your neighbor, actually put into action here amongst the What's on Your Mind audience, which is wonderful. And American made flagpoles, flagpole accessories, 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. If you want to browse or send a note to jim@ndflagpoleguy.com and include your order for the farm attach flagpoles. Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Darn right. Let's go to Bismarck. Doug has a question or comment. Go ahead, Doug. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that Dumb from Dumber and Dumber is going to be in Wisconsin today.
Dumb from Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
I think Joe Biden's going there. Do you think that's his...
That's the one I'm talking about.
That's the one you're talking about. Yeah, Joe Biden. Now the president calls him Joe Biden.
No, Joe Biden.
Yeah, he calls him Joe. Yeah, he calls him Joe Biden.
Right, yeah,
Biden. Biden. Yep. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
I mean it's hard to argue with your description when you listen to him in a press conference. You know, taking questions and some of the things. It is. It's crazy. It's crazy. What do we have? We have the Ducey thing.
The what?
Kevin, I was going to give you an example of Dumb and Dumber, Doug. It is Peter Ducey from Fox News Channel snuck in a question for Joe Biden yesterday. Here it is.
I know you always ask a hostile question, but go ahead.
You said, and you had said recently, that you warned... You said that you warned President Trump in January that there was going to be a pandemic and what needed to be done. If you knew that, then why were you still hosting crowded campaign rallies in March?
Now, what I talked about was not what had to be done. What I said, you got to take this seriously. You've got to insist that we have access to Wuhan. Insist that we have access in China to find out for ourselves.
Wait a second. Access to Wuhan? Access to China? What do you... Look, he said he warned Donald Trump, you're not taking this seriously, shut this down, and he's doing campaign rallies 2 months later. The guy's a total fraud.
He's being set up, clearly.
That's right.
He is being set up.
Yeah,
they're all being...
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of the most two-faced people we know.
Exactly right, Doug. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Go out to Williston, shall we? Mark, what's on your mind? You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to call on this COVID-19 thing. I'm so sick and tired of the hype that is coming across these losers in the news. They're scaring people to death out here. I just made a trip back to Idaho, and I'm at about 2,000 miles. And and they, and over in Montana and Idaho, it was required. You leave your house, you got to put a mask on. Well, maybe a handful of people are doing it. You go through Walmart, you have to have a mask on, and go through the door. You get through the door, you take your stupid mask off. And it's, and I don't understand, who are you going to believe anymore? Because you got people calling, you watch some of these newscasts, you got contradictory doctors coming on and saying that this COVID is not as bad as they say it is. The mask is a waste of time. Because, you know, I mean, basically, if you're wearing a mask and you fart and you still smell it, what good's the mask? I know it might be kind of gross, but anyway, it gets the point across.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around that analogy, but yeah, I hear you 100%. I hear you, and you know, I continue to say, wearing a mask not the end of the world. I'll do it if somebody, you know, requires it to go into a business, but it does it fix it or not? Right. So if masks are what the Uber health experts say they are, let us wear the mask and then open everything else up and let these businesses survive. You know, and let life go on, for crying out loud. But no, it's a good point. Mark, if you have more to say, hang on. Don't go away. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers. And save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota, online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
On your mind. 20 past the hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson, our producer. Lee is doing social media. If you haven't yet followed What's On Your Mind Twitter, do that, because you get little tidbits of the show throughout the show. And if you missed the show, you can go back and say, oh, who said what? So that's kind of nice. Follow us on Twitter, What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter account. All right? Big Iron is days away. We're less than 2 weeks away now to the Big Iron event of 2020. And this is so exciting to know. It's on. It's happening. Such an essential part of agriculture and the innovation that happens in this part of the world. September 15th through the 17th, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. And my friends at High Plains Apache wanted me to remind you not to miss it this year, because you're going to see the biggest and best in farm machinery and technology, top equipment. High Plains Apache bringing in the 2021 model. You got to see it. HighPlainsApache.com. If you can't wait, otherwise, guys, come find them at Big Iron. Mark in Williston. I don't know if you were done yet.
No, I'm not. I want. There's so much crap going on. I got blood coming out of my eyes. Hey, the thing about the voting thing, and I know in North Dakota that you have to have an ID. You don't have to register, but you have to have an ID. And we got the mail-in ballot, but the absentee ballot. In order to get one of those, you have to have an ID. Everything you do you have to go to the emergency room. And you have to have an ID. You go down to the gym to get signed up in the gym. You got to have an ID. If these people out here can't get an ID, they need to figure out a way to get her done. I mean, I'm well over 60, and I've learned over the years that if I want something, if I need to get something to progress in life, I went out and got it. From when I was just a youngster, I had to have a Social Security number to do a paper route. You know, back in the 60s.
But see, listen.
And eventually, I have an ID.
Do you honestly think that the effort opposing something as common sense as saying you need to prove you are who you say you are to vote? All right? We can't just take your word for it. All right? Sorry. I need to know you are who you say you are. Do you honestly think the effort opposing that has anything to do with the inconvenience of somebody getting to go to an ID? Of course not. I mean, what that has to do with is Democrats who harvest votes on Indian reservations and love it, you know, and load people into buses and tell them who to vote for. You know, I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah. It's absolutely disgusting.
It is.
And
now they've got evidence. They got proof of these people out there that are going out there scamming these votes. They're going door to door, and they're getting illegitimate or whoever they are, people to sign up to vote that aren't supposed to be voting. You follow me? And it's ridiculous.
And you know what?
All these thousands and millions of votes that they're getting away with it.
I saw Wolf Blitzer interview the Attorney General Bill Barr yesterday, and he was beating the living tar out of him, saying, well, how do you know mail-in voting isn't a problem? Why do you oppose mail-in voting? How do you know? And the Attorney General's like, well, we've never used it widely, but when we have, we see problems. Oh, what problems? Oh, one guy in Texas with 1,700 ballots.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, what in the world? That was a fascinating interview, by the way, because I'm telling you, when CNN or MSLSD or any of these get anybody with an actual counter to their argument, they're so much more comfortable in their little cocoon where nobody challenges what they think. And when somebody does, they just lose their mind. They lose their mind. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Mark, good to hear from you. Call again, okay?
Well, I don't know. All right, thanks, buddy.
You bet. Tom and Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are funny. Thanks for being a voice for President Trump. My question is, how is President Trump supposed to win the electoral votes in the blue states that all them people are moving out of? If all them people move out in blue states,
so your point is they're going to red states, and therefore the red states are going to be harder to maintain as a red state?
Right. And how are the blue states, they're going to be all Democrats in there? How is he supposed to win the electoral vote for that state?
Yeah. I mean,
California would be the best one I could think of, because everybody's leaving California.
Right.
But there's any brains.
You know, and some of these races are obviously, we know from 2016, very, very close. So You're making us think, Tom. Appreciate the call. I turned up your radio, so I got to go. Grant and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, what do we have to be afraid of if Nancy Pelosi is walking around unmasked in salons while everyone else has to obey by the order? And secondly, who is going to take on that definition of the swamp after Trump?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody. I mean, if Donald Trump is now reelected, the swamp won. The swamp won.
Don't get me wrong. Every day that goes by, I'm more confident.
But well, I am too.
I'm 2025. What are we going to do? And what is anyone afraid of right now when you see that picture of Nancy? What do we got? I mean, what's going to happen with that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying who carries that mantle on? I mean, for one, he'll go, you know, put another stake in it. And, you know, somebody does need to carry the, you know, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence might be, you know, 5 years from now, sort of that calming force, but yet someone that went shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump on draining the swamp, you know. On the other hand, you know, there may be that fatigue there. There's talk of Kristi Noem. I don't know. Let's just win in November, and then we'll worry about that one. But you reminded me that Nancy Pelosi, yeah, you're critical for her of not wearing a mask, but maybe you've not heard she's been set up. Just so you know.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it wasn't set up. I think that they that this salon owes me an apology for setting up.
Wow.
The salon owes her an apology.
Yeah.
For setting up. The owner of that salon was on Tucker Carlson last night.
Yeah. Her name is Erica Kios, I believe.
She had called the stylist and or her assistant did and made the appointment. So
yes.
The appointment was already booked. So there's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
Liar, liar.
Here's what Nancy Pelosi doesn't get, and the left in general. They want to be able to do what they do. Look at their green agenda. And yet they fly around in private jets. You know, in other words, they don't believe any of these rules are for them. And what Nancy Pelosi doesn't understand is you're in that salon, and this woman is about ready to lose her salon because she can't have more than one customer at a time, number one. Number two, you're not wearing a mask when you tell everybody to wear a mask. And that's caught on camera. So how is that setting you up? You decided not to wear the mask. You know, did you put it up and somebody pulled it down because they wanted you to walk into the camera without your mask? It's the craziest thing ever. Ever. Can't make it up. More coming up on what time you might ever.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi owes the American people an apology after her visit to a hair salon in San Francisco back on Monday. McEnany saying that Pelosi's elitism shined brightly when she visited that salon despite it being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi says she fell for a setup job and she deserves an apology from the salon's owner.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, I trusted that.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden set to meet with Jacob Blake's family during a visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
North Dakota's First Lady, Catherine Helgesbergum, is going to be at the White House this afternoon with the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump. And it is a White House roundtable discussion on recovery-friendly workplaces, focusing on how employers, state and local governments, and other community leaders have joined hands to expand employment opportunities for Americans in recovery. Events like this, in my mind, are the secret weapon politically. They're smart, good-hearted things to do. But the Trump administration is seen as this big, bad, mean, oh, terrible Trump. How can they be mean when the First Lady is hosting a discussion on recovery-friendly workplaces and helping a segment of society that often is ignored? Pretty hard. Yet they're doing it. So they're doing a Recovery Reinvented event coming up on October 28th in North Dakota, and recovery-friendly workplaces are going to be a central focus of that. You can register for that at recoveryreinvented.com, and we'll chat with the First Lady tomorrow on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer also tomorrow on the program. Tuesday, the new Fox Hills Elementary School is opening in Watford City. Kids back in schools, screams normal, screams this is the way it's supposed to be, so we're excited about that. Carl Rove Wednesday on the program. I look forward to that. I got Bill O'Reilly. His new book is really good. Just started reading it. A lot about Dakota Territory in there. Really good. So anyway, a fun lineup coming. If there's ever anybody you think of you'd like to have us have on as a guest, certainly let us know. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right, before I get to our next guest, I want to tell you that if you're heading by a Petra Serve USA today, home cooking's waiting. Grab and go convenience there for you, too. Spaghetti and meatballs at I-29, 12th Avenue, Fargo location. The meatball dinner at the Howard location. Pulled pork and a French dip sandwich in Valley City today. And country fried steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Okay? And remember, it's Thursday, so you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents at PetroServe USA. Our next guest is chairing the Burley Morton COVID-19 Task Force, Cody Schultz. Cody, how you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, good. Looking forward to getting an update. People are calling Bismarck, Mandan, Burley, Morton County a hot spot right now. You accept that label? And if so, just give us a little lay of the land of the situation right now that the task force is focusing on.
Sure. Well, I will say that the trends over the last month have not been going in the right direction. When we set this group up about a month ago, Burley Morton County was well above the state average in terms of our new cases and positive percentages. That delta has shrunk a lot in the last 3 weeks or so. But a big part of that is that the rest of the state is catching up. But I think our task force is also doing a really good job, and the folks, specifically the local public health and state health, bringing that down. But just some really good work around testing, contact tracing, and trying to, I guess I want to start with why, Scott, because I think that comes up, and I know a lot of your callers ask that question, why are we doing everything that we're doing? And from our perspective, there's really three goals. Number one is we have to keep this virus out of our long-term care facilities and protect the most vulnerable. Number two is we want to get and keep schools open for in-person learning. I think it's incredibly important. My teacher friends, and in talking to Superintendent Basler and others, especially for that K-5 group of children, that in-person learning is so incredibly important, from general learning to the social emotional learning. So we need to get there and keep that open. And then thirdly, we got to get our economy back going. First, do no harm. I mean, some of the solutions have to be thought about and balanced, and make sure we're doing everything we can to get our economy back where we need it to be. So those are our three focuses, and all of the strategies surround those purposes.
This weekend, Dr. Birx was in town from the White House Task Force on Coronavirus, and she was quite positive about where we're at, because of the fact that there are therapies and there is a vaccine that's coming, some say by November now. You have robust testing, that, you know, the mortality rate is dropping. A lot of good news things there. And we had Mayor Mahoney on earlier from the Fargo Cast Task Force, and he said there's a ton of virus fatigue out there. And, you know, a combination of, hey, she's saying these are the provisions we have in place, and these are things that can mitigate this. And virus fatigue has a lot of people saying, I'm done. I'm just done. I really want to move on. How do you keep people doing what they've been doing since March, when you even have the White House Coronavirus Task Force saying, you know, here's all the good things that really can handle this problem?
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely a challenge. And we look at how we want to message that. But I think, number one, the first thing we do is we celebrate some of the small victories. Is that those things that you just indicated are victories for North Dakota. They're things that we are doing well across the state, and we believe also in Burley and Morton County. So celebrate those things. And we also have to just understand, Scott, that there is no silver bullet here. This is all about balancing risk. I mean, everybody is doing these subconscious or unconscious calculations in their mind with deciding how to act and what to do to balance their physical health with their psychological health and economic and social health. So as it relates to the coronavirus fatigue, I think it's, let's just do the simple things. If we can mask up when we can't social distance, stay home when we're sick, good personal hygiene. It's the simple things that are going to get us through this. But I fully understand the fatigue. But as you mentioned, good news, cautious optimism on the vaccine. We're really hoping for rapid deployment of that when that happens. So we're very optimistic in the direction we're going. And when you compare us to other states, I think North Dakota is doing incredibly well.
Texter says, for the Bismarck mandate COVID task force guest, people would be more open to the measures being taken if the task force government would do a better job explaining why they are implementing the measures, other than saying it's to lower active cases. Also, people are tired of feeling like they aren't being heard. I've seen numerous times where a task force member or government official sidesteps any statement that contradicts measures they implement. Citizens feel voiceless through this ordeal, and that is one issue that really needs to be addressed.
I agree. I agree with the texter, and that's absolutely one of the things we've been talking about. Is there was a book written about a decade ago that says start with why. We have to do a better job telling the public why we're taking these steps that we're taking, and kind of why I led with those three initial goals: keep it out of long-term care, make sure we can get and keep schools open, and make sure our economy's humming as it was pre-COVID. So that's the why. But we do need to also understand that fatigue is there, listen to our public, and communicate better and as best we can.
On the school front, Dr. Birx made some comments to the roundtable participants related to schools and the hybrid model not working, that it was, you know, an initial thought that would be, you know, the 2 days on, 2 days off, and, you know, minimize the amount of a spread with kids who's not working. What is your thought on the hybrid model? Do you think we need to revisit that, just keep kids in school?
I think that has to be the goal. Understanding the logistics of getting back to there might take us, a month or longer to get there, but absolutely that has to be the goal. Looking at it from the perspective of transmissible moments, keeping kids in school full-time in person 5 days a week, they're going to have those contacts with that pod, with their class. But when they're doing the hybrid model, we're seeing that they're actually potentially in contact with more individuals through daycare, after-school programs, or, being cared for by grandparents or relatives. So I think that the thinking is starting to change on that. And my perspective as a Morton County Commissioner is I would very much like to see in-person school. And I think we can get there. It's just going to take great communication with teachers, the teachers union, the administrators, and most of all, parents, because there's been a lot of sacrifice and disruption to get make this hybrid model work in some cases. So it's going to take some time to unravel that as well. But I'm, again, optimistic that we can do that through good communication and good planning.
John in Bismarck for Cody. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Say, when I go into a store, I put on gloves and a mask. And when I come out of that store, it goes right into the garbage can. But I don't like and see a lot of people doing. They wear their masks for like 2-3 days. And then they're just dragging around town. And when they go into one store to the next store to the next store, shouldn't they just dispose of that right away? Are they not dragging around by having it on their mask?
Boy, that's a great question. Obviously, the masks and the PPE is to protect yourself from contracting the disease from others, but also if you happen to be asymptomatic and positive, it's protecting you from spreading it to others. But that hygiene is incredibly important. So if you're wearing cloth masks, absolutely make sure that you're washing that and keeping it clean. Disposable masks, disposing and redoffing new PPE is incredibly important. So, yes, that has to be considered.
I've heard some discussion about a new campaign that some would call mask shaming. Others would say, sort of forcing a discussion on encouraging mask wearing. But is the task force contributing six figures to a campaign on masks?
The campaign that we're looking at is broader than just masks. It's about personal responsibility and choice. And I want to be clear on this, is that obviously we are encouraging everyone to wear a mask when you're in a public setting and can't social distance, but also fully understanding that there are folks that have medical issues or just don't believe that they need to wear a mask and that it, following the liberty and freedom they all have. So I understand that, absolutely, and that is their choice. And the mask shaming is something that nobody wants to get into from an elected leader or a business leader. That's not the way to go about this. I think we can get there through persuasion rather than shaming or regulation. But the back to the campaign is it's going to be multifaceted, but encouraging mask wearing is a big part of that. And a lot of the numbers and the science we're seeing is that mask wearing is one of the biggest things that can be done to lower transmission. So my hope is that people can get there and we can do that through persuasion. But I just encourage everybody to have empathy. Whether you're for wearing masks or not, that is a personal choice. And just encourage folks to have empathy and not shame someone for either wearing or not wearing masks. We're better than that.
I wonder. I don't know. But I wonder if you can move the needle even one, decimal point at this point in when people have been sort of wrestling with this, if you will, back to March. Are people going to change their opinions on it? I don't know. There are some interesting stories. I have to admit, I talked to Dr. Paul Carson, and he's advising the state on this. Had a good story of a guy on an airplane, and Dr. Burks told me a story about the hair salon and a stylist that interacted with 140 different people, and none of them got COVID. So there are stories out there anecdotally, but it'll be interesting to see the change. We'll keep tabs on this. Thanks for your good work, Cody Schultz, Chairman of the Burley Morton COVID Task Force.
Luke is on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're heading west over to Dickinson. We're going to be doing some pipe bursting out there, doing some sewer stuff along the way. We're going to be swinging through Glen Olin and taking a look at some trenchless water line out there for a farmer.
Repairing the sewer line is done with reddrilling.com.
without any exterior damage, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep, we come in there, make it pretty painless for guys, and we're in and out of there pretty quick. It's about a four-hour process.
So if you're looking for a way to repair, replace, or install new buried pipes or wires with little or no excavation, call 701-204-0404, 701-204-0404, or online at reddrilling.com. Two D's in reddrilling.com. Luke, anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, don't be shy to give us a call. Reaching out sometimes is the hardest part. We'll get out there and see what you got going on.
They'll go anywhere, folks. 701-204-0404, Red Trenchless. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You pay what we pay. Employee pricing on 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding the GMC Sierra LD and HD. Plus, don't forget Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. That's what makes them stand out. Overstocked with GM program vehicles, a special purchase of low mileage, all under that factory warranty, plus Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty and payments as low as $199 a month. Check them out. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Coming before the top of the hour, we're going to talk next with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. And talk a little bit about education. This is a Minnesota think tank, but certainly they think like we do in the upper plains of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and beyond. And so we enjoy our conversations with them. Great organization doing some good work in Minnesota right now, for sure. So we look forward to that conversation in just a moment as well. Also want to tell you that my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have now 1,000-plus buildings where they're maintaining the commercial and residential heating, cooling, plumbing, you know, in the building. So it wouldn't be residential unless it's a giant, you know, condo or something. But think of it this way. If you have a factory and your factory is cranking out old Bobcats, for instance, the skid steer loaders, and you have a number of whether it be assembly line, whether it be the HVAC line, and a number of things that just require constant maintenance, obviously, and you don't want them to break down, they do that for you. They do that for you, and then when it breaks down, they pay. You pay one price, it's static, you know what you're going to pay, and it is working for so many folks now, over 1,000 cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for building and business owners throughout our region. Check them out at hatandsons.com online, H.A. Thompson and Sons. Call them at 701-234-9889. Welcome back, John Hinderrocker, to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
So education is on your mind today. What do you make of the return to school and how it looks right now?
You know, it's a total mess. This is the time of year when kids should be getting back to school. But as a result of the latest orders from Governor Tim Walz and actions that are all over the lot by local school districts and ever changing, you know, with school just days away, a lot of parents don't know yet exactly what's in store for the coming school year. In-person learning, hybrid learning, 100% online learning. It's an ever-changing landscape, and it's frankly a complete mess.
Dr. Deborah Birx was in town over the weekend. I've mentioned this a few times to folks, but I'm pretty amazed about it because she said basically hybrid, get kids back in school. She's advising, White House COVID Task Force advisor, the one that's, you know, eat your peas and your carrots and your vegetables and everything else all through this COVID of sort of wagging the finger at us, is saying hybrid is not working. The whole idea behind hybrid learning was 2 days on, 2 days off, so you'd have fewer kids in school and then they wouldn't spread it, right? This term arrived. Kids are super spreaders. I don't know where that came from, but they just invent this stuff. Kids are super spreaders. And then they figure out, well, wait a minute, they're touching more people between daycare and getting transportation back and forth and what happens in the days they're not in school and everything else. So you've got an ally in this, in the president's task force advisor.
Well, the situation is ridiculous. I mean, for one thing, for kids, COVID-19 is less dangerous than the average seasonal flu. And as we all know, the average seasonal flu is not very dangerous to kids. So this is just madness. What a lot of people don't understand, though, Scott, is what's driving this. And what is driving this resistance to opening the schools more than anything else is the teachers union, Education Minnesota. Education Minnesota is a hard left-wing organization. And behind the scenes and sometimes right out front, demonstrating and picketing, lobbying, they are doing everything they can to keep the schools closed down. The St. Paul local of Education Minnesota joined the Democratic Socialists of America in a national day of resistance, opposing any reopening of the schools with in-person learning and demanding that the schools not reopen until all police are banned from the schools, until all new charter schools are prohibited, until private school choice is banned, and all standardized testing is done away with. All standardized testing. So this is this extreme left-wing agenda. And the teachers union is basically holding our kids hostage to try to advance that agenda.
Wow. Do they have a heavy hand in the, you know, membership drives and whatnot? I mean, are you ashamed if you're not part of the union?
Well, it goes beyond being ashamed. It was legally required until the Janus decision came down a year and a half ago or so. Legally required, you couldn't work as a teacher unless you were a member of the union or paid fees to the union, you know, regardless of whether you are a member or not. That's changed with the U.S. Supreme Court's Janus decision. And if we have teachers listening to us, and I know we do, the window to get out of the union has opened right now. It's basically the month of September. And if you go, there's a website that my organization administers. It's called EducatedTeachersMN.com, EducatedTeachersMN.com. You can learn all about your right to opt out of the union and stop paying those dues. And there's even a form there that you can fill out, and it will help to send a letter to Education Minnesota getting you out of that hardcore left-wing union.
this is only going to change if people are strong enough to buck this and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. And if you know any teachers, I'd just send them the link. EducatedTeachersMN.com. Just send them a link. Say, hey, just thought you'd want to know. But also parents and community, local folks saying enough. Enough already. Take back control of this. Good stuff as always from the Center of the American Experiment and our friend John Hindenburg. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, friends, we're out of time. Friday edition of the program tomorrow. We'll have the First Lady from the White House and also Senator Kramer. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.